Mesechtas Chulin, Daf Chav Zayin, at the top of Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, and we begin a new parak and a new Mishnah, and let us point out the basic anatomy of an animal or a bird, as we've already mentioned multiple times, that there's a kana and a veshet, and the kana refers to the windpipe or the trachea, and the veshet refers to the food pipe, and we already mentioned the shidra and the mafrekes, which refers to the spinal column and the neck bone of an animal. Our Mishnah will discuss the veridin. Rashi explains that this refers to the main blood vessels of the neck, and some explain that this refers to the jugular vein, and Ayin and Pirish Mishnayis La Rambam, where the Rambam explained that this refers to the two blood vessels that are on either side of the kana. Therefore, some explain that this refers to the jugular veins, as well as the carotid arteries, and once someone cuts these veins and these arteries, then a lot of the blood of the animal or bird will flow out of these arteries and the veins, as we've already mentioned, that whereas when someone shechs a behemoth, they must shech both the kana and veshet, or at least rave of the kana and rave of the veshet. However, in regard to a bird, one must only shecht either the kana or the veshet, or rave of the kana or rave of the veshet. And whereas the Rashba and the Ran both hold that as long as one shechts rave of the kana and rave of the veshet, then it would suffice, and it doesn't have to be a ruv de minkra. However, Ayin and Rashi on Daf Chav Tesem and Aleph, where it would seem that Rashi holds that one must shecht ruv de minkra. Based on this haktama, let us begin our Mishnah, as the Mishnah states, that if one shechts one simon by a bird or two simonim by a behemoth, then the shechita would be valid. And as we've already mentioned multiple times in the first parak, and when the Mishnah uses the term hashechet, so it's mashma that this would only be kosher with the eved. And as Rashi points out, the Gemara parak shnayim behemoth my lashon the eved shaych bei elakama yishchet ve'ilach, that certainly even l'chatchila one must only shech two simonim, as otherwise what else should we have to shech? And why does our Mishnah use a Lashon B'dieved? The Mishnah continues, V'rubi shel echa kamayu, rove of each simen is considered as if you shechted the entire simen. Therefore, as we already explained, if one will only shecht rove of one simen by an oif, or rove of both simonim by a behemoth, then the shechita would be kosher. And the Mishnah continues, and will teach us a din that is only relevant to an oif, as Rabbi Huda Imeh at Sheishchad Esavridin, as Rabbi Huda states, when one shechts an oif, there is a requirement to not only shecht rove of one simen, but one must shecht the veridin as well. And as Rashi explained, this refers to chutei atzavah shemekalchen sadam, and the Gemara mefarish ta'oifkai umeshum lahoitzi sadam, and the Gemara will explain that this in Rabbi Huda is specifically stated b'negei an oif, and the reason for this halacha is in order to remove the dam of the oif. Ayin in tap teisis diba maskel Rabbi Huda ime ash yishchid es veridin, and teisis states dafka ba'oif hoyel v'tzerleo kulu kechad mukila b'gemara uch Rabbi Huda kaimelon kadam in perakam de bracha. His Arab of reading Krabi Huda, the reason why this din applies to an oif and does not apply to behemoth is because one doesn't cut up an oif and roast it whole, and therefore we want to remove the dam prior to roasting the oif. However, since prior to roasting a behemoth, they would cut up a behemoth and therefore release the blood, so this was not a requirement by a behemoth. And Taz points out, although we pass like Krabi Huda, however, this din is only lechatchila, certainly this is not a din in Shechita, and if one doesn't cut the reading, then it would still be kosher. And as Taisa states, V'nir de dafka l'chadchila ka'am Rabbi Huda, avam tzolui di'evet v'lein nechtuchu avaridin shari k'numuchach b'gemara. And the Mishnah continues, chetzi echa b'oif ve'echad v'chetzi b'behima shchitasi psula. If one shechts only half of a simen by an oif, even if one would shecht a full simen by a behima and then another half a simen, then even though you already shechted more than roiv of the simonim, it would still be puzzle, as is a requirement to shecht at least roiv of each of the simonim. In Taisis, Diva Maschel, Chatzi Echel Ba'oif, where Taisis is bothered that it's mashma from the Mishnah, that if one would shecht half of each of the simonim of the oif, then it would be kosher, and certainly that is not the halacha, and therefore Taisis explains, Hu Adin Chatzi Kol Echad, that really the same halacha would apply, even if one would shecht half of both simonim, the Agav Roiv Echad, Nakh Chatzi Echad, that since the Mishnah will state, Roiv Echel Ba'oif will suffice, therefore when we speak about the passes of the oif, we speak about half of one of the simonim, and Taisis points out that really we were able to be medayik this din from the Reisha, as the Reisha stated, V'ruv shel echa kamayu, and clearly there's a requirement for roiv, and cutting a half of a simon would not suffice. And Taisis explains, Lein nokte ela agav de boi lemisne echa v'chetzi b'behema, and as we explained, that there is a great chiddush, that afagav de habi tvei me roiv ha'shnayim bein akol, but even so, shchita psula. Finally, the Mishnah teaches us, roiv echa ba'oiv, roiv shnayim b'behema, shchita sekshira, and as Rashi points out, that the Gemara will ask on daf chof tes. Aleph, Tanali Resha, that we already learned in the Resha of Ruba Shalecha Kamayu. And the Gemara now begins that the Mishnah stated, Hashechet Echa Ba'oi Vishnaim Behima Shchitasek Sheira, and for the Gemara, Hashechet Yevet In Lechatchil Eloi, Shnaim Behima Lechatchil Eloi, Ad Kama Lishchet V'lezel. Why would our Mishnah state Hashechet, which is Lashem V'dieved? Certainly one only has the Shech, two full Simonim by Behima, and as the Gemara is, Lashem B'tmiya, Ad Kama Lishchet V'lezel. And Ayin and Tesis who points out that if you want to explain that Lechatchila one must cut the Vridin, however, as we already mentioned, Afilu Rabbi Yehuda Moideh Behima, that even Lechatchila there is no requirement to cut the Vridin, since prior to roasting a Behima, one cuts it into smaller pieces, as we previously explained. The Gemara has two Terutzim, as number one, Ibayis Ema Echa Ba'ev, that either we could explain that when our Mishnah used Lashon B'dieved, it's not referring to a Shechita of a Behima, as referring to a Shechita of an Oif, and even though Meduraisa certainly one could shecht only one simon, however, our button required us to shecht both simonim even by an oif, and as Rashi states, and the Gemara brings a second explanation, as and if you want, I could explain that when the Mishnah used Lashon B'dieved, it's referring to the next case of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah taught us that one could even shecht roiv of each simon, and the Mishnah is teaching us that this din is only a din b'dieved, as the chatchila one should shecht the full simon, and some explain that this requirement to shecht the full simon is only a takan d'rabbanan, while others explain that even midiraisa, the chatchila one must shecht both the simonim by a behema and one full simon by an oiv. However, if one only shechted roiva both simonim of a behema or roiva one simon by an oiv, then it would only be kosher b'dieved. The Gemara will now continue and bring multiple sources and multiple makuris as to how we know that shechita must be done from an animal or bird's neck and from the front of the neck. And the Gemara begins, Kamash Simon, and this refers to the first three Mekores, which will be from Rav Kahana, Rav Yemar, and the Tanis Be'er Rishmal, and Amar Rav Kahana, Minayin L'Shechita Shimon Atzavar, and what is the Mekor that Shechita is done from the front of the neck of an animal or bird? And he brings a Mekor from the first time that the Torah mentions Lashon Shechita, which is in Pashas Vayikra, B'negeya Karban Ola, and the Pasuk states, V'shachas Ben Abakal Fnei Hashem, V'kriva B'nei Aaron Akrein, Adam, Bizarkus Adam al Mizbeach Saver Shapesach El Moed. Rav Kahana explains that we could read the word Shachat as Bimokim Sheshachateu, from the place where an animal bends, which is from its neck, as the place that you should purify it in order for you to be able to eat this animal. And Rashi brings a second shot that refers to cleansing the animal and removing its dam. And as Rashi states, Chateu, Hechshiro Lachilu Vitarosai, and then Rashi brings Lishnachrina Chateu, and this teaches us, Hoitzi as Domai Vinake. The Gemara now is, that how do we know that the Lashon of Chateu refers to cleaning? And as Rashi points out, that this of course works out very well according to the second Lashon and Rashi's second explanation. And as Rashi explains, however, according to the first explanation of Rashi, then we would be gurious, and the Gemara brings two makaris for this definition, as number one, the Chsiv, as the Pasuk in Pashas Mitzrayim states, V'chites Abayis B'dam Atzipu V'mayim Achayim U'vatzipa Achayo V'itza Erez V'izo V'shni Atoilas. This Pasuk is discussing the cleansing or the purifying of a house that became Tomei based on having a Negat Saras. The Pasuk used the term V'chite V'yibayis Eman. If you want, I could bring you another Pasuk, and this Pasuk is a Pasuk in Tehillim, as the Chsiv T'chateini B'izo V'ata T'chapsini U'mishal Galbin. As Rashi in Tehillim in Kapitel Nunalef brings down that that one should be purified, one should be cleansed by doing tshuva, just like when one uses an ezoiv in the process of tayras hametzira, as well as in the process of becoming tar from tumas meis. The Gemara continues and is that although it's true that a behemo can bend its neck, however, possibly shchita should specifically be done from the tail of an animal which is always bent. The Gemara explains sach mechlal shezakav beinon v'hasach v'imidhu, that since the pasuk states sach, so it's mashma that this item is something that can be straight and can be bent. Certainly a tail is always bent, and therefore it must be, the Torah is teaching us, that one should specifically do shechita from the neck of an animal. And as the Mefarshim explained, that really the Gemara could have given the Torah that we will give in a moment, that be'ina dama nefesh, and dama nefesh is only by the neck of an animal, and not by its tail. However, the Gemara continues, and is, ve'ima me'oznoi, that maybe one should shecht an animal from its ear, and as Rashi states, shu kaifo kishu reitza, that an animal can bend its ear when it wants to, and how do we know that shechita must be done from its neck. The Gemara explains, that certainly when shechting an animal, one has to remove the dam and nefesh. And as Rashi explains, that since the pasuk of Ishachat is speaking about kochim, certainly we know that zrika of the dam of kochim has to be from the dam and nefesh. And as the pasuk states in Pashas Achrei Mois, nefesh kol basa dami b'nafshehu v'omal b'nei Yisrael dam kol basa leisechelu ki nefesh kol basa dami hi kol eichlo v'kareis. And three psukim beforehand, the pasuk states ki nefesh habasa b'dami v'anina satav l'chem alam ezbech l'chap alam shesechem yadam hu b'nefesh yichaper dam shen nefesh yitzav boi mechaper. However, the Gemara now continues and is still bothered that maybe one would actually have to shecht from the animal's ear, continue to slice down until its throat, and as the Gemara asks, ve'ima de karva ozol ad matu l'dam ha'nefesh. And with Rashi, the Gemara continues and asks another question on this memory of Kana, v'suhu shi'a drasa chaloda grama v'ikom inolon, that even according to you, that you want to bring us a makar, shechita is done from the neck, how do we know the other halachas of shechita? And therefore, the Gemara states, el Gemara, it must be that those halachas will learn from halach l'mesh mesinai, and therefore, similarly, shechita menatzav nami Gemara, that our makar, that shechita is done from the neck of an animal, is based on halach l'mesh mesinai. The Gemara points out, v'krolamai osa, and if all halachas shechita learn from halach l'mesh mesinai, why do we need the pasuk of a shachat? And the Gemara responds, a little shavi gistra, and as Rashi explains, shlo yachta kolam afrekas al shnayim, that the pasuk is teaching us that although one should cut both of the simanim, but one should make sure not to cut the neck bone, as the hachi mashma chateu hoitzi es domoi v'su loi, that you should only cleanse it and you should take out its blood, you should not cut its neck bone, and al idach lishna hechsha achilasoi d'hainu as simanim v'su loi, that all you should do is cut the simanim and make it kosher, but one should not cut any further. And the lashon gistra means to cut something in half, and therefore it's referring to cutting more than the two simanim and cutting the neck bone as well. And Rashi continues and brings a second explanation. Although certainly we learn all the hilchos shechita from halacha l'mishim mesinai, however the halacha of hadrasa is actually learned from the word v'shachat, as the Torah is teaching us that one has to slice the neck of the animal. One cannot put pressure on the neck of the animal when doing shechita. And as we learn daf lamed amud bei, is that the pasuk stated v'shachat, and we learn in v'shachat el lashon u'mashach v'chi gemir hilchos ha'shayra, and halacha l'mishim mesinai was only needed for the other dinim of shechita. According to this explanation, Rashi explains that the lashon of gistra refers to drasa, and as we will learn in the Mishnah, daf lamed amud beis, hayishaychir v'hitas es roish b'bas achas, and alma drasha lashon atazes roish b'bas achas kari la dahainu gistra mipnei shamelchu maybe in echoitech el lefidaitai uchshu roitzim moishach es yadav aval deris ze achoitech kmoishach choitech makal dak oy dlas oy kaploit shechoitech b'koyach matas lalon, as when someone slices the neck of an animal, then they have control over their actions and they can stop when they want to. However, when someone bangs down on the neck of the animal, and like someone would be using a cleaver, for example, if someone is cutting a log or a branch, or if someone is cutting a vegetable, then they don't have full control over their action, and surely they will break more than just the simanim, and potentially they will break the neck bone as well. And let us keep in mind, although Rav Kahana's makar was from a pasuk that was relevant to kachim, however, once we define what the definition of shechita is, so we apply to chulin as well. However, the Gemara now continues and brings another makar, and Rav Yemin will bring a makar from the pasuk in Pashas Re'eh that discusses shechita of chulin. And as the Gemara continues, Rav Yemin Omar, that Omar Kar, the pasuk in Pashas Re'eh states, ki yechach mimcha amokam ashiyivcha Hashem alkecha losim shmoy sham v'zavachta mi bekorcha mitzoyncha asher nosal Hashem alcha kasher tzivisicha v'chata b'sherecha b'chol avaz nafshecha. He explained that the loshim v'zavachta stands for mimokam shezov chateu, that from the place that the blood flows, that is the area that you should break. And as Rashi states, chateu reu klima chateu. The Gemara now asks, mei mashma dahai chateu lishon mitbahu, that how do we know that the definition of chateu is a lashon of breaking? Dichsiv, and as the pasuk in Pashas Devarim states, rei nasa Hashem alakech lefanecha saaretz nalei reish kashadiba Hashem alakeya v'sechalach al tira v'al techas, and you should not fear them and you should not become broken. And the Gemara asks, ve'ima mechaitmai, that how do you know it means the place where blood flows from, but maybe it means the place where mucus flows from, and one would do shechita from the nose of the animal. And the Gemara explains, zav al yidei chita b'inan b'hai zav me'ilavu, we learn from the pasuk that one does shechita from the place where once you break it, the blood starts flowing, and it's not referring to a place where mucus always flows. It's not dependent on breaking. However, the Gemara continues, ve'imu maliba, Shoy, but maybe it means that one should pierce the heart of the animal. That will cause the blood to start flowing. And once again, the Gemara asks, Vesush, he addressed a chaloda grom of ikum in olon. Now, the fear of Bema, how does he know the rest of the halachas of Shchita? El Gemara, and it must be that he knows them based on halachal Meshim Sinai and Shchita Minatzava Nami Gemara. And therefore, we don't need a pasuk to teach us that Shchita is Minatzava, as we have a Kabbalah on halachal Meshim Sinai. And once again, the Gemara asks, Vekral Mai Asa. The Gemara answers, Dalila Shavi Gistra. And once again, Rashi brings down two explanations, and there is no machlekes between Rav Kahana and Rav Yema, Mar Yalef Mehaikra or Mar Yalef Mehaikra, as Rav Kahana learns from the Lashon V'Shachat, and Rav Kahana learns it from the word V'Zavachta. Ayin Rashi, when the Gemara is, Ve'im Mechaikmai, Zokt Rashi, Shu Zav Lecha Tamid, Dodam Bekral Eksiv, and the Pasuk doesn't mention that we're talking about the flow of blood, and then the Gemara is, Ve'im Melibai, and Rashi explains, Im Titka B'Sakin, Havizov Dam Habe, and Rashi seems to be explaining that since there would be even more blood that flows from the heart, therefore this would even be a better place to do Shchita from. And the Gemara now continues with the third Mekar, as the Beir Abishmal Tana, as in the Yeshiva Abishmal, they learned the following Braisa, and this Limud will be from the same word that Rav Kahana learned, and from the Pasuk in Pashat Vayikra that states Vishachat, and as Tana Beir Abishmal teaches us, that since the Pasuk states Vishachat, Al Tikri Vishachat, Ela Vishachat, then instead of reading the word with the shin, we should read the word with the sin, and we should read it as Vesachat. Therefore, we learn Mimakim Shesachateu, that from the place where the animal lets out sounds and he speaks, that is the place that you should cut. And as Rashi states, Mimakim Shesach, Moitzi Kol. And the Gemara continues, Ve'im Moshenai, that how do you know it refers to the neck of the animal, and maybe it means from its tongue. And as Rashi explains, Loshem Miseye Lohoitzi Kol. And as we learned in the Mishnah, Mesechus Bechiris, Benegir Mumim Behema, and one of the women is Vishnito Rav Hamadaba Shebel Shainai. But the Gemara responds, Be'in Dama Nefesh Veleka, that we require Dama Nefesh, and you don't get Dama Nefesh from the tongue of the animal. Therefore, it must be that Shchita is done from the neck of the animal. However, the Gemara is, Ve'im the curve Ozla Dama Nefesh, that maybe one would start doing Shchita from the tongue of the animal, and then go downwards towards the simonim of the animal, which would be Moitzi the Dama Nefesh. And once again, the Gemara is, Vesu, Shehi Adrasa Chaloda Grama Ve'ikum in Olon, and the feed Be'er Abishmal, what is the Makar for the other Dinam of Shchita, El Gemara, and it must be based on a Kabbalah, and Allah Lamesh Misinai, and Minatzav and Ami Gemara, and therefore the din that Shchita is Minatzav is also based on Allah Lamesh Misinai, and once again the Gemara is, Bekorah Lamai Asa, and the Gemara explains the little Shavya Gistra, and the Shakal of the Taya of all these three Gemaras, referring to the memories of Rav Kahana, Rav Yema, and the Tandre Rishmal, so we were Gurus Vesu, and it was the Gemara that was asking two different questions. However, Ayin and Taisis Diva Maskel Vesu, Shehi Adrasa V'Chaloda, where Taisis is bothered with the explanation of Rashi, and therefore, 12 lines from the beginning of Taisis, Taisis states, V'Nirik Gersa Nazvarim, the Gassi will Tamech, V'Rav Kahana Kamalah, and the second statement, it would be the words of Rabbi Emar, and the third statement would be the words of the Tanzri Arishbal, Ayin Sham, how he explains Agamara. And Agamara now continues and tries to bring other Makures from different Psukim, and as the Gemara continues, V'Tana Maisilah M'Hacha, and the Tana brings the Makar from the following, as the Tanya, as we learned to the Braisa, Rav Chiya Oimer, Minayin L'Shchita Minatzava, that was the Makar that Shchita is Minatzava. And let us point out that in Pashas Vayikra, when the Pasuk speaks about the Karbid Oila, so in Parak Aleph, Pasuk Vav, the Pasuk tells us, V'hivshet as Oila, V'nitech Oisal and Secha, you will skin the Karbid Oila, and you will cut it up into its pieces, and then Pasuk Ha states, V'aruch B'nei Aaron HaKrinim, Mesen HaSochem, Mesen Reish V'esapodar, Ala Eitzim HaShal La'ish HaShal HaMizbeach, and the Kohenim will set up the pieces of the Karbid Oila on the Mizbeach, and the Pasuk specifically tells us they will set up the head and its fats. Then a few Pesukim later, the Torah speaks about a Karbid Oila that is brought from that sign. The Pasuk in the Bay states, V'nitach Oisa Lin Sochav, Vest Reish Vest Pidroi, V'aruch HaKohen Oisa Ma'ala Eitz HaShar Ala Eitz HaShar Ala Mizbeach. And based on these Pesukim, Sir Abchir now continues, that how do we know that Shchit is Menat Tzavar, Shenem, and as the Pasuk in Pashas Vayikra stated, V'aruch Bnei Aaron HaKohen Mesen HaSochim, She'in Tam Loim Mesen Reish V'Sapodar, that since we already were told to cut up the carbon into many pieces, and then it tells us to set up those pieces on the Mizbeach, certainly one has to place the head of the animal as well as its fats on the Mizbeach, and why does the Torah have to state that's a Reish V'Sapodar? And as the Gemara is, Ma Tam Loim Mesen Reish V'Sapodar, V'Alei Reish V'Sapodar B'Chlal Kol Nesachim Ayu, and Lam Miyatsu, and why did the Torah specifically tell us that you must place Reish V'Sapodar on the Mizbeach? And Rabbi Chiya explains, L'fi Shenemar, as since Pasuk Vav stated, V'hivshes ha'ilo v'nitach, O'ein li'el nesachim sh'yeshnam b'chlal v'shata, minayin l'rabbis ha'roi sh'kvahutaz, one may have thought that the only pieces that would have to go on the Mizbeach are only those pieces that had to be skinned. However, one may have thought that since the head of the animal was already severed from the animal and therefore was not included in the mitzvah of skinning, so possibly one would not have to place the head of the animal on the Mizbeach, Talmud Loimas, Reish Bes Pidrei V'Orach. Therefore, in Pasuk Yud Beis, the Pasuk specifically specifies that the Kohen must place the head and the fat of the animal on the Mizbeach. And keep in mind that in a moment, the Gemara will ask that why is the Gemara bringing a Makar from Pasuk Yud Beis, which states as Reish Bes Pidrei. The Braisa was in the middle of discussing Pasuk Ches, where the Pasuk states as Reish Bes Apadar. However, the Braisa continues and explains the Raya of Rav Chiya as Midakom as Reish Ekvahutaz, that since the Braisa just stated, then one would have thought that the head is different because it was already severed from the animal, and therefore we see in Mechlal the Shechita Menatzavar, so it must be that Shechita was from the neck, and that's why the head was severed from the animal. Once we sever two of its simanim, it's considered hutaz, and it's not considered attached to the animal. And in Rashi, Dibur Maschel Menayin L'Rabbis Bechlal Aricha Gamas HaRosh Ein Bechlal Shata Shrei Hutaz B'Shechita Kredim HaShata Dekim Nechtuchu Simanim Karlei Hutaz Mepesh Kol Chiyusei Toliben Nechumanach B'Dekulu Damya, and it's as if the head is sitting in a basket of a chlal of shota enoy ala kar kamoishu karamina bizvachim temesh brosher kvasim visasha bizakana tiyoshim vatsomas vagidim vakanayim vatlofayim shenem vikta akoyin is a kolam is becha. And as Rashi continues that the raya of Rabchi is michlal the shchita min atzavo the yidla avhochi b'may hutaz, as if shchita is not from the neck of the animal. And why would the Braisa have stated that the head was already severed from the rest of the animal? And Ayin the Baal Tesis who points out that loy also hay tana alamute is navoi, that this Tana has only come to teach us that one would not shecht an animal from its tail, and one has to shecht it from its neck. However, and we still don't know if it's from the front of the neck or from the back of its neck. Therefore, even according to this Tana, there's a requirement for the Halacha L'Meish Sinai. The Gemara now continues and asks the question that we previously mentioned, that V'tana Pasach Bereishu Podar U'Messayim Bereishu Pidroi, at the beginning of the Braisa, Rabbi Chiya stated, Matamulim Es Reish Vesa Podar, which refers to the words in Pasuk Ches. Then at the end of the Braisa, Rav Chiya states, Tamulim es Reisha ves Pidrei, which refers to Pasuk Yud Beis. And the Gemara explains that Ina Chinami, Hachi Ka'omar, that this is exactly what Rav Chiya meant to say, that Menayim L'Rabbis Es Reish Ekvahutaz, Tamulim es Reish Vesa Podar, and Ina Chinami is Mekaris from Pasuk Ches, and not from Pasuk Yud Beis. The Gemara now continues, Reish Yupidra Lomeli, and the Maisa, these words in Pasuk Yud Beis of Es Reish Ves Pidrei are also extra, and what we will learn from these words. And the Gemara explains that these words are needed for the following Braisa, as the Braisa teaches us, how do we know that when the Kohenim take the Korban Olah and bring it up on the Mizbeach, that the first things that they put on the Mizbeach is the Rosh and its fats, and not any other parts? And that is from this Pasuk that states, as Rosh Ves Pidrei V'Orach, that initially the Rosh and its fats are placed on the Mizbeach. As Rashi at the bottom of it explains, this is actually the ending of the Brice of Rav Chiya, and Rav Chiya doesn't only explain the words of Eser Reish Ves Apod that we find in Pasuk Ches, but he also explains the words Eser Reish Ves Pidrei that we find in Pasuk Yud Beis. We continue on Daf Chav Zayin and Beis, and the Gemara is bothered, although Rav Chiya already explained why Pasuk Ches had a state, V'orchu b'nei Aaron HaKreinim Esen Esachim Eser Reish, as is a chiddush that even though the Reish was Kva Hutaz, that it still must go on in Mizbeach. However, the Gemara is, with Podek Kama, the Kosar Rachman Alamli, why is it that Pasuk Ches had to state V'orchu b'nei Aaron HaKreinim Esen Esachim Eser Reish Ves Apodar, if the Pasuk could have just stated Eser Reish, and there is no need to state Ves Apodar? And the Gemara explains, B'boilich Tanya, that we need the word as Apodar for the following Braisa, as the Braisa teaches us, Ketsu Do'isa, when the Kohen takes the head of the Oila onto the Mizbeach, so what was the procedure? And the Braisa tells us, Choyfes Apodar Beis HaShchito Ma'aleu V'zeru Derech Kovit Shel Ma'ila, since the neck of the animal had a lot of blood in it, so they would take the fat of the animal and cover up the makom hashchita. This is a derech kavod, and that's why the pasuk tells us that one has to bring up the roish together with the podar. And as Rashi states, derech kavod shech shemakar roish chayfa podar makom chatach v'plei shemuluch lach b'dam. And I in top tesis on daf chav zayin and beis with tesis bothered that even if we would want to learn all of these drashos, so the Torah would only have to write the word roish one time and the word podar two times. I in sham. The Gemara will now continue and bring a fifth makar as to how we know that shechita is minatzaver. Before we continue, let us point out in Pasha Shmini, when the Torah speaks about the animals that are kosher and not kosher to eat, so initially the psukim speak about behemoth and chayos, and the Torah then speaks about fish, and then the Torah speaks about birds, and then insects. However, at the end of Pasha Shmini, after the Torah speaks about various dinim of tumah, so in Pasuk Mem Vav, which is the second to last Pasuk in Pasha Shmini, the Torah tells us, Zayis Teres HaBehemah Va'oif, V'chol Nefesh HaChayim, Remesos Bamoyim, U'l'chol Nefesh HaShiretz Tzal Aretz. The Torah initially speaks about behemoths, and then speaks about oifos, and only afterwards does it speak about dagim. Based on this Hakdama, Sagamar continues, V'hai Tana Maisalam Hacha, and this Tana will learn the Mekar that Shechita is Benatzavah from the following, and let us keep in mind that the next Brisa will actually bring down two different Shitas, and we'll have the Shita of the Tana Kama, as well as the Shita of Rebbe Lezer, and when Agamar states, V'hai Tana Maisalam Hacha, it's referring to the second Tana of our Brisa, which is the member of Rebbe Lezer, as the Tanyan, as we learned in the Brisa, that the second to last Pasuk in Pasha Shmini states, Zeis Teres HaBehemah Va'oif, the Gemara takes it for granted that since Oif is stated right next to Behemah, and previously was stated after Dag, so therefore it must be that we're comparing the Dinam of Behemah to an Oif, and the Brisa is bothered, V'chi Be'ezu Teres Shavs HaBehemah La'oif, Va'oif La'Behemah, that in regard to what Dinam, B'negeir Tumah, is there actually a comparison between a Behemah and an Oif, or an Oif to a Behemah, and as the Brisa continues to explain, Behemah Metam B'magav Masa, and Oif Einu Metam B'magav Masa, and we know that an Avela of a Behemah would be Metama B'magav Masa, while the Avela of an Oif is not Metama B'magav Masa, and we also know that Oif Metama B'godama B'sabliya, and Behemah Einu Metama B'godama B'sabliya, that we know that although the Avela of an Oif will not be Metama B'magav Masa, but if someone swallows an Avela of an Oif, then he becomes Tamei, and the B'godim that are on him become Tamei as well, as if someone doesn't touch an Avela of a Behemah, and his friend takes the Avela and pushes it down its throat, then he does not become Tamei at all, and his Begodim would not become Tamei, as the Avela of a Behemah is not Metame Begodim HaBeisabliya, and if so, Be'ez the Torah shoves the Behemah La'oif for Oif La'Behemah, and therefore the Brisa explains, Le'melecha, and this comes to teach us, Ma Behemah B'Shechita Af Oif B'Shechita, that just like there's a requirement for Shechita by Behemah, so there's also a requirement for Shechita by an Oif, and the Tanakhama continues, Ima La'alon B'Rev Shnayim Af Kan B'Rev Shnayim, since we have a cloud that in Hekesh L'Mechza, so maybe we should also learn that just like the requirement of a Shechita by a Behemah is the Shecht Rav Shnayim, so the same would apply by an Oif. And the word Zeus is a Miut, and that teaches us that we do not compare an Oif completely to a Behemah, and even though they both require Shechita, however, Behemah requires Shechita of Beis Simonim, and an Oif only requires Shechita of one Simon. And certainly the Tanakhama learns the din of Shechita by a Behemah from one of the previous Mekoyos. However, the Brisa now continues, that Rabbi Elazar Imed, Rabbi Elazar states, Be'ezu Teres Shavsa Behemah La'oif, Va'oif La'Behemah, that Lo'im Melecha Ma'oif Hachshir Minatzavar, Ha'Behemah Hachshir Minatzavar, and Rabbi Elazar argues with Tanakhama, and he holds that we don't learn the Dinam of Va'oif from the Dinam of Behemah, and instead we learned exactly the opposite, and we learned the Dinam of Behemah from the Dinam of Va'oif, and since by Kachim, the Torah teaches us specifically that we must do Malika by an Oif, and that is Minatzavar, and therefore we also learn B'Negeyachulin, one must shecht a behemah as well as an oif minatzaver. And Rabbi Elazar continues and points out, as imal ha'olon mimul oirev afkam mimul oirev, that possibly one would think that just like B'Negeya Malika, one does Malika from the back of the bird's neck, so the same would apply B'Negeya Shechita of a behemah. And Rabbi Elazar explains, Talmud Lemes, to the Pasuk and Pashas Vayikra B'Negeya Malika of an oif states, V'hevi oisa malakoyim v'hikri v'esa shir l'chatas rishayna u'malakas rishay mimul arpoy v'lo yavdil. And since the Pasuk states, Lashon of Reishai, so we learn a Miyat, Reishai Shel Zem Mimul Erev, Ve'in Reishai Shel Achim Mimul Erev, that the Din of Mimul Erev only applies by an Oif of Kachim, and does not apply to Chulin. And Rebbe Elazar has taught us, Ma Oif Hechshirim Min Atzavar, Af Behim Hechshirim Min Atzavar, and as Rashi states, V'hainu Damaran, V'tana Maisla HaMahacha, referring to this member of Rebbe Elazar. The Gemara continues and asks, Rebbe Elazar, Hai Zois Mai Ovidlei, that since Rebbe Elazar not learning the Din of Oif from Behimah, and he's learning the Din of Behimah from an Oif, what is him in Ma'if from the word Zois? And the Gemara explains, Yilav Zois, Havimina Ma'if B'Simon Echad, Af Behemah B'Simon Echad, Kos Rachmana Zois, that since we're learning the Din of Behemah from the Din of Oif, so one would have Havimina, that since B'Negei and Oilus Oif, the Pasuk states, V'lo Yavdil, and we previously learned that one only does Malika on one Simon, and specifically doesn't cut through the second Simon, so possibly we should also learn that shechita by behema should only be of one simon and should not be of both simonim. Therefore, in Pasha Shmini, the Torah uses Lashon Zayis, which is a miyot, and it teaches us that we should not learn the dinim of behema from the dinim of oif completely, as although malika of an oif is done on one simon, however, when doing shechita on a behema, you must cut both simonim. The Gemara continues, Tani Bakapara, that Bakapara taught a brisa, that as we already mentioned, the pasuk in Pasha Shmini states, Zayis teres habehema va'oif, v'chol nefesh ha'chayir, meses b'moyim, v'chol nefesh ha'sheretz al oretz. And as we saw that previously the Pesukim mentioned the din of behema, then the din of dagim, and then the din of oif, while over here, hitla kosav v'oif ben behema l'dagim, that the Torah places the oif between a behema and dagim, and therefore it must be that the Torah is telling us that we should compare the din of oifais, both to behemais and to dagim. Therefore, l'chayva b'shnei simonim yafshar, that it's impossible to say we should compare an oif to a behema, and therefore you should have to shech both simonim, just like a behema, as shekva hukash l'dagim, as we already compare an oif to a dog, and as we will see in a moment, that fish do not require shechita at all, and l'paitre b'lay klumi yafshar, and we can't say we should compare an oif to a dog completely, and therefore there should not be a requirement to cut any simonim of an oif, just like there's no requirement to cut simonim by a dog, as shekva hukash l'behema, as we already have a hekesh between an oif and behema, and therefore it must be that we cut some simonim, and ha'ketzad, and therefore, what is the din by an oif? Hachshir b'simen echad, that one only has to cut one simon when doing shechita on an oif. Ayin Rashi points out that Bakapara took it for granted that shechita of a behema must be done on two simonim, and Zok Rashi, the nafgalam, in menayin l'rabbis ha'siroi shekvahutaz, he learns this from the previous limud that we had at the bottom of Daf Chavzayin Amud Aleph, and Ayin entices divo maschal dorish Bakapara, lididei istrich zois l'shum drasha, and Taisis bothered that l'chir, since Bakapara is learning that the fact that an oif is different than a behema is because hitla kosav l'oif being behema l'dogim, if so, he doesn't need the word zois to teach us this din, and therefore Zok Taisis that it must be Bakapara uses the word zois for another drasha. And Ayin the Sefer Yichsun points out that l'yadatim shem of a kapara vim kain l'yadanu shmoi, and we just call him Bakapara, oi shmoi Bakapara, or if his actual name was Bakapara. And Agamar now continues, dagim d'labene shchitin in uminolon, that we just saw that Bakapara stated that dagim apata b'v'loi klum, and how do we know that there is no requirement of shchita for a dag? The Gemara is, ilim m'tshim d'chsiv, and if you will say it's based on the pasuk in Pasha Balischa that states, hatzoyinu boko yishachit lehem u'motzal lehem, imes kol d'gei ayom yasuf lehem u'motzal lehem. When discussing tzoyinu boko, the pasuk mentions shchita, and when discussing d'gei ayom, the pasuk just mentions asifa, and basifa ba'al masagilu, and therefore there is no requirement of shchita. However, our Gemara is bothered, el me'ata gabi slav, but if so, by slav, which is discussed in the same Pasha, in Pasha's Balaischa, and the Chsiv and the Pasuk states, Vayakum ha'am kol yoyim ahu v'chol ha'layla v'chol yoyim ha'machras, the Pasuk then uses Lashon Asifa, as the Pasuk continues, Vayas v'es ha'slav, ha'mamit asav asor ha'chamorim, v'yishtu kol ha'mshatoyach sviv v'samachra, and ha'chinami d'lab b'shchita, and would you say that slav does not require shchita, v'amit l'pait v'lay kolom yefsha, shekva hukish l'behima, if even Bakapara agreed that you can't say that you would pata an oif of loy klum and it would not require shchita at all, as lemais it's compared to a behema, and even though there's certainly a requirement of shchita by an oif, the pasuk still uses lashon asifa, and therefore how can you say that by the fact that the pasuk used lashon asifa by dogim, so there would be no requirement of shchita? However, the Gemara answers that certainly there's a difference between these two psukim, and we have to actually look at the context, as hasam like siva asifa b'makom shchita dachrini, hachak siva asifa b'makom shchita dachrini. Even though b'negeid is slow, the pasuk states lashon asifa. However, the pasuk doesn't mention any other term, and therefore one would not be able to learn that oifos do not require shchita. However, since in Parakut Aleph pasuk chapez, the pasuk actually contrasts the din of tzayin and bakar and the din of dagim, and b'negeid tzayin and bakar, the pasuk states tzayin and bakar yishachlem, and then b'negeid d'geayam, the pasuk states he asof lehem. And as Rashi states, u'midashani b'dibure v'chsib hu asifa shma mina dafku, and there is no requirement of shchita by dagim. And Agamar now continues, Darish Oiver Glila. Mefarshim explained that this person was Oiver, and he was traveling through Bavel, and he came from Galil, and he came from Eretz Yisrael. And others agree is Darish Oiver Glila, and this Amur's name was Oived, and he came from Galil, and similar to Rabbi Yisi Aglili, who was Rabbi Yisi that came from Galil. Before we continue, let us point out that in Pashas Bereishis, when the Torah speaks about the bria of behemoth and chayos. So the pasuk states, "Vayim alikim toitzei eretz nefesh chay lumina behemoth v'remes v'chayse eretz lumina v'hichein." Clearly, the pasuk tells us that behemoths were created from the earth and from the adama. And similarly, on the fifth day of Ma'aseh Bereishis, so the pasuk tells us that Hashem created dagim, and the pasuk says, "Vayim alikim yishur tzu amayim sheretz nefesh chaya." And clearly, dagim were created from the water and from the yamim. However, as we will see, that the Gemara will bring a raya that oifos were created from mud and from rakak that was a mixture of water and yabasha. Therefore, if a glilo dashin that behemoth should invest in a yabasha shir b'shnei simanim, that since behemoths were created from dry land, so therefore you have to cut both simanim. And as Rashi states, lefikach yish lechi is bari v'chazak, as behemoths are very strong, and therefore in order to kill it, you have to cut both simanim. However, dagim shenivro min amayim echshirim v'bloi klum, that since fish were created from water and it's very soft, so therefore one doesn't have to do shechita at all. While oyv shenivra min arkach achshir b'simen echad, but since birds were created from mud and a mixture of water and earth, therefore one has to shecht one simen. And the Gemara continues and brings a raya that oyfus were created min arkach, as Amar Shmuel kaputka teidan. I'll bring a raya shrei oyfus yeshlan kaskasas braglayim kedogim. And since we know that the legs of oyfus have scales on them, and therefore we see that similar to dagim, and since it's a land animal, therefore it must have been created from the earth, but since it has scales, so it must have been created from the mayim as well, as it's similar to dagim. And Agamor continues, and Rashi points out that the beginning of Mesechtas Becharis on Daf Heyom and Aleph, so the Gemara brings a story where Kentrikin, who's a hagboin, asked Rav Gamliel a bunch of questions. Therefore Agamor states, for Oishalu, and there was another question that Kentrikin hagboin asked Rav Gamliel, and the Gemara brings it in our sugya, because our sugya is discussing oifos, and therefore it makes sense to bring the shayla over here and not a mesechtas bechayos. And ayin and tesis void sholu pirish kontrikin hagmon is Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai. And as we have the gears of mesechtas bechayos, that this Roman general was having this conversation and asking these questions to Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai. His continues that even though the Gemara mesechtas bechayos doesn't bring this question, however, any time that a Gemara mentions void sholu is referring to the question that this hagmon asked Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai, and similar to when we find the words bay bayayim, that it refers to the day that we manner Rabbi Loz ben Zayah to be a nasi, as we learned in Masechtas Brachos. And this Roman general asked the following stira, as Kasav Echad Omer, as one pasuk in Pashas Bereishis states, bayayim alikim yishu tu amayim sheretz nefesh chaya v'oif yoif v'al oretz al pnei rikiyah shemayim, and it's mashma that oifus were created from water. And as the Gemara states, alma maya ifru v'ksiv, and then the pasuk in Perek Beis pasuk yutes in Pashas Bereishis states, "Vayitzei Hashem alikim min adama kol chayis asada veis kol if hashemayim and vayyovei ala adam liris mayyukuloi v'cholayish yukuloi adam nefesh chayahu shemayi." And it's mashmur that the oifus were created from the ground. Gemara states, "Alma me'ara ivru," and Amaloi and Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai or Rabbi Gamliel respond to this general, "Me'ara kach nivru," that the oifus were actually created from mud and was created from water as well as from adama. And the Gemara tells us, "Ro talmidim mistaklin zeh b'zeh," either Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai or Rabbi Gamliel saw that his talmidim were looking at him, and they were mistaka, which means they were looking at him very intently, and they were bothered with his response. And Amalahem, and he told them, that why are you bothered? I pushed away my enemies using a straw teretz. And certainly, I know that this is not a proper response. It's really minamayim nivru. That certainly, as the pasuk in Perek Al tells us, that oifos were created from the water, and this pasuk is only telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought all the animals as well as all the birds to Adam HaRishayin. The reason was likreis lehan shem, in order that Adam should be able to name them. And as Rashi states, likreis lehan shem v'hochi ka'amar, and this is how to understand the pasuk, as vayitzem in Adam kol chayis hasada, and then ves kolay v'shamayim liris mayikriloi v'loyei tzirikai. And our Gemara continues v'yeshayimim, and some have a version that the response of Rav Gamliel or Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai to the hagboin, and the response that Rav Gamliel or Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai had to talmidim was exactly in the reverse, as in reality, beloshin achrein amalo isay hagmoin, they really respond to the hagmoin, and oifos were created from water, while beloshin harishoin amalo henel talmidov, and the actual response that he gave to his talmidim was that the oifos were created min arakak. The reason why we have this second loshin is mishum nechsiv al v'yitzar, since the pashas of the pasuk in Perek Beis, pasuk yotes, that when the pasuk is discussing yitzira, not only is it discussing the yitzira of the behemoths, but it's also discussing the yitzira of the oifos. And when the pasuk stated vayitzeh Hashem Elokim min adama kol chayis asada veis kol oifos shemayim, so it would seem clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't only create the behemoth min adama, but the oifos were also created min adama. And the end of the pasuk is not only discussing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the oifos to Adam in order for Adam to give them names, and since in Perek Aleph the pasuk tells us that oifos were created min amayim, so therefore it must be that oifos were really created min arakak, as we previously explained. And before we finish, let us point out that just like the Gemara stated that Dagim does not require Shechita, since the pasuk uses the term Asifa, so the Rambam Hilchos Shechita in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel teaches us that the same applies to grasshoppers, as B'chagovim Nemar Oisef HaChosel Basifa Levada Lefikach Misu Malim B'techa Mayim Utarin Umutal Oichlum Chayim Ayin Shom. And finally, Ayin Redak in Pashas Bereishis in Perek Beis Pasuk Yutes, where he explains Rekak Klima Min HaMayim Asubuch Mi Yibasha, and we will stop over here.